speaking.
Hey, it's Joe Rudy in Cincinnati. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good. Just want to talk about facing the Cincinnati defense and what you've seen from them on film.
I was very impressed. Watching them on film and seeing, seeing how they were last year and knowing what we faced against them in the preseason and watching them now, they've definitely improved. I think Coach Zimmer has done a great job with that defense. They're multiple in their schemes and coverages. I think both the corners are playing very well. The safeties really had a very good game on Sunday. And the guys up front, the rookies, or the rookie linebacker Ray, and then Keith really didn't play much last year, but both of those guys are playing at a very high level. They're fast flow defense, making tackles all over the place. Ray had a bunch of hits in the hole on the fullback, and he's doing some really good things. It's funny, I watched Hard Knocks as well, and it's interesting getting kind of the background of some of those guys and then watching them play and seeing how talented they actually are in film. And we're in for a tough test on Sunday.
In terms of the, and how much did you like Hard Knocks?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I think it really gives an insight into what the players are thinking during training camp and the funny things that they do just to stay sane in that period of difficult mental and physical stresses. I thought it was great. I think definitely Chad and Carson, were big stars in the show and made the show even more funny. But I thought it was a great season.
Would you ever think that the Packers would allow something like that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just in terms of the offense, I know you guys got the late touchdown against Chicago. How do you think that you and the rest of the offense played?
I definitely didn't play very well. I think offensively we struggled. We put ourselves in difficult situations in third and longs, and which really resulted from a negative yardage play or a penalty on first or second down, and you can't convert a lot of those third downs when you're putting yourself in third and 11 plus, and we had way too many of those the other night. Personally, I was a little bit off. I missed some throws I definitely feel like I should have made, and unfortunately our communication up front, myself included with the line, we didn't do a great job of picking up their blitzes, and you got to give a lot of credit to Chicago. They had a great game plan and executed well, and we didn't play as well as we needed to on offense until the last drive when we scored when we had to.
Aaron, when you guys have some of the struggles that you guys did with protection, and I imagine it changes how you handle your backs, your tight ends, that kind of stuff. What does that do to an offense in particular? How does that change you guys' offense if you have to keep a guy who could be a weapon in the passing game back to block?
Well, that's kind of part of it. When you're struggling a little bit communication-wise up front, you got to mix up the protection schemes and either max protect more or get all five out so you have a quick option in case they do bring pressure. So, we had some communication breakdowns. I'm definitely a part of that. In the protection scheme, and we could do a better job at that. We had a preseason where I really didn't get touched too much, and that's not always reality. When the real games start, the speed increases, the schemes are more complex, and we need to be able to adjust better. But I'm proud of the way that we handled the adversity and being able to bounce back and come up with a touchdown drive when we needed it.
In terms of just with the Cincinnati defense, what do you see from the safeties also, Crocker and Williams, and what have they brought?
I think they're both, they both had a good preseason. Crocker didn't play as much, but, I think, Roy is a guy in his 8 years who's been around the ball a lot and very good sure tackler. I think he had 9 tackles on Sunday. He played a very good game. He's a guy they like to bring in pressure as well at times. But he's comfortable up high or comfortable down in the box or comfortable blitzing, and he's a guy we're definitely going to have to count for. And Crocker, is a guy who's bounced around, but I think he's found a pretty good home in Cincinnati with the scheme they're running there. And I think he played well on Sunday also, and he's a guy with good range, and he also, can make plays on the ball, or they bring him down and like to play him in the slot as well in some of their nickel packages, so. He's a multi-dimensional player.
Overall, what did you think of their of other nickel package, their third down package? It was pretty successful against Denver.
It was. It really was. That's why you got to give credit to Coach Zimmer and what they're trying to do on defense. I think they blitzed 8 out of 12 of the third downs and really gave Denver some issues and some problems. Got around the quarterback, had some sacks, disrupted the timing, and gave him some gray looks where it was hard to kind of figure out who was coming and from where. And when you can cause confusion, as Chicago did with us as well, in the protection schemes, it's going to make for some guys coming free and the quarterback having to make quick decisions, or he's going to stand in there and take a hit. And as a defensive coordinator, that's exactly what you want to do. So you got to give their defense a lot of credit, and it's going to be important for us to try and put ourselves in more favorable situations and third and manageable, so they can't run those extensive packages and just sit back and tee off on our guys crossing and tee off on myself.
So what'd you make of their defensive line on third down?
I've been impressed with defensive line. Gathers is a guy who stands up, moves around, drops off in coverage, and very athletic guy. And you got to be impressed with him. They're a talented, athletic group up front, and they're not, they don't have 330, 40 pounders. They're lighter guys, but quicker and very active. So, it's going to be a tough challenge for our line, of course.
You face this Green Bay defense now every day in practice. Mm-hmm. Just what's the difference besides schemes? Is it almost like night and day compared to last year to this year?
Without a doubt. I mean, last year they were playing switch-up check blue, switch-up check black, switch-up check silver, which is pretty much all the same defense with a little check depending on the formation you came out in. It's a lot of man, a lot of locked up, and when you're not getting pressure on the quarterback, it's a scheme where you can really exploit if you have time as a quarterback, and guys did that last year to us. Now, this year we have an aggressive attacking style defense that puts pressure on the quarterback and makes him make quick decisions, but our coverage schemes behind it are pretty intricate, and we have guys on the back end who can catch the ball and make plays with it after they catch it, and that's kind of what you saw on Sunday with guys like Tremont and Nick catching the ball and taking it into their territory, and it's been fun to watch from the sidelines, a more aggressive style defense that you feel confident is going to be able to hold up and make plays and get your returns on the interceptions.
Are you amazed with how quick that they were able to pick it up? Because as far as transitions, it seems like they're one of the quickest that were able to pick it up and just go that we've seen in a while.
Well, I think that's the genius of Coach McCarthy's offseason schedule, and it says a lot about the character of a football team that we would have, above 95% participation in our offseason program. And guys came in, put the time in, and Dom is a very good teacher on defense. And he's got guys who've played the positions they're coaching or have been coaching at a high level for a very long time, i.e. Coach Turgevac, who's been in the league for a long time. But you got, Darren Perry and Kevin Green, who've played a position before and are very good teachers of the game and understand the game. And Joe Witt, coaching those corners, who've done a great job as well. Winston Moss, obviously played linebacker for a number of years. So we got guys in those coaching positions who understand the game and how to teach the game and how to relate to the players. And I think that really helps out when you got a new scheme coming in. That paired with the fact that we had great participation in our offseason program.
Did you ever watch tape of Carson, or is he a guy that maybe doesn't match your style, or do you look at film of him at all, or
of Carson?
Yeah.
Only when they're playing a similar opponent. Uh-huh. But he's definitely a buddy of mine, and we keep in contact from time to time.
You follow him pretty closely, what he's doing? And
on the field?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Definitely.
How'd you think he played? I don't know if you got a chance to see any of the games.
No, I didn't see the film on that. I just watched the Denver offense against Cincy defense.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron.